meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's the Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. I sound like hell to myself, Anderson. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Hey, Anderson, see about hitting a switch or something over there. Make me sound better. Thank you. All right. I have no idea what Anderson.
The mics? I mean, the headphones?
I don't know. It just sound kind of weird and tinny.
Here, switch the headphones.
Crappy.
Here, ready?
Yeah.
And?
No. Right. Why? Do I sound crappy?
You sound fine to me.
You know, it's funny. Once in a while, Anderson will talk to me. He'll push a button in the studio. Like, I'll go, Anderson, I sound like crap. And Anderson is, he doesn't like to burn syllables too fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not, he's a mono. Syllabic kind of guy.
What the hell are you talking about, Adam?
Yeah. Well, you answered me, but the problem is when you answered me, Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, or somebody was like laughing hysterically. So you're like, so all I hear is like, and they come back. You know, you said something to me, but I don't know what it was. Anderson, you know what that was? You said hold on
no
or
idea.
Something.
Drew's laughing, so I can hear you.
All right. No, you pushed a button to talk to me.
Now let's go.
A minute
let's move
ago.
On. Move on.
You said, like, okay.
Yeah, turn the music off. Turn the music
Thank
off.
Thank you.
All
right.
There we go.
That sounds better.
Yeah, good.
What was the headphones?
It was the headphones, yeah.
Oh, what you know about that?
It sounded fine to me.
All right, so.
So where do we start?
Drew and I were at a memorial today, just actually a few hours ago, for a young friend of ours, a guy we used to work with. By the name of Peter, who worked, well, he was with my ex-manager and Drew's current manager. He worked in the office and it was sort of our liaison.
Yeah.
And we dealt with Pete quite a bit.
Yeah.
Pete would also show up here at the studio quite
Anderson,
often.
Anderson's buddy.
Yeah, and made friends with Anderson and Tara and Ann and everyone else around here. Pete, good-looking guy, nice guy. Mm. I didn't know he was as funny as everyone said he was, but apparently it was a laugh riot, according to what was going on at the eulogy, which I'm not trying to dismiss it. It's just we always talked about cars.
I didn't know he did voices until today.
I didn't either.
He did your voice. He did you.
Oh, he did?
Around me, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, he should have done it to me. Anyway, he was 25. He was a great guy, and he'll be dearly missed. And it was an emotional, procedure, but meeting that went on today, and it was touching. Mm-hmm. It really was. And the guy's parents were in
I thought
from
Jimmy
out
would
of
be
town,
there.
And
you couldn't make it.
Jimmy was out of town, so it, was rough. It's different when you go to one of these things and the person's 92 years old. There's a little bit of that. All right,
ashes, dust to dust.
He,
yeah,
he cramped in a slipper and tried to eat it a week ago. I think it's done. Yeah, there's a little that. Yeah, you get into that. He was a great man. You start telling stories from the 40s.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was. But life moves ahead, and so should we, kind of thing. But when a guy passes on, that's substantially younger than you are.
Oof.
It. It does make
and
it.
And the support for the parents, it's just awful.
Yeah, actually, that's who you really feel for. Yeah. So, our condolences go out to his family. All right, Drew, let's make fun of the kids. What do you say? You got
time.
Anything to say?
Yeah, I had fun with you on Friday.
Oh, yeah, we did Jimmy's show on Friday. Drew was a mensch. He got up there. He did some singing. It was good times. He came through. He hit all the beats.
Yeah, you were shocked, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, though. I can always tell when you're building up into something. Cause
when I am?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because I got sort of mired in my own crap. I had a bunch of stuff to do regarding Adrian Barbeau that I was some bunch of beats I was trying to figure out. And let me tell you this. By the time you get to Friday's show, you're pretty much tapped out of material and stuff to say. You've had an assful of going out there trying to do a couple minutes of new jokes each night. And I don't work very well that way anyway, preparing material, figuring out stuff to say in advance. So I was sort of combing through my brain, which was a little bit fried, trying to figure out what I was going to say. And then you got out there and you were going to do your thing and break into a song.
Right.
But halfway into it, I realized, what's Drew talking about rambling on this way? And then I went, oh, yeah, he's coming into this song bit because this is not going anywhere. I remember thinking, doesn't sound like a good answer.
Well, now, wait a minute. You told me just to lay it out. Don't worry about anything meaningful.
Yeah, I said give a couple quick platitudes.
That's what I did. Those are platitudes.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, too much.
Yeah, you took a couple laughs.
I see. All right.
The audience didn't notice. No one noticed. Yeah. No one noticed but me. Yeah, you were solid, though.
Thanks.
Drew's a cool customer. Yeah. Sarah?
What the hell's that mean?
Well, I just...
cool customer. Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, Drew's a pro.
Oh, okay.
Drew's good. You know, I always think of, you know, you have the Dr. Laura's and the Dr. Phil's and the Dr. Laura's and all these kind of jackasses making all kinds of money hand over fist. And Drew's at home with his ass parked on a beanbag playing video games with his kids all day long. I feel bad for the kid. That's all I'm saying.
I got you.
Like, you know. All right. Don't worry. I'm going to shake things up. I'll make things happen for you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Sarah?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, my doctor, he says that when I orgasm, well, I was telling him about me orgasming and how it gets dry afterwards, and he says that's natural.
Immediately afterwards?
Yeah, basically.
Meaning you can't continue to have sex and that's troubling to you?
I mean, it yeah.
Okay, think about a guy. He loses his erection afterwards, right?
Right.
It's the same thing for a woman, that she dries out.
But it's wet and it's ready to go in the beginning, and then I get the whole frustration, the flustered feeling and everything, but it just,
you don't have an orgasm.
I do, it just doesn't get wet. It just goes dry.
During sex, but before the orgasm.
But before that orgasm, it's wet. Everything's...
I don't care.
Let's try to get to it.
No,
come on.
I don't give a rat's
smoke alarm
ass.
Will be behind us. You know it.
Listen, she had a minute to explain herself, and she did not do that. I'm just going to put her on hold.
I'm going to let her think about it a little while.
All right. Sarah?
Yeah.
Listen to me, would you? I don't got all goddamn night on this show. You're moist. You have your lubrication. Then you have your orgasm, and it goes away.
Uh-huh.
Just like a guy loses.
Yes, quite true. Is that true?
Yeah.
Good. Then, fine, you're done. You had your orgasm. You're finished. Sorry, that's the way you were.
Like a guy has orgasm, erection goes away very often.
All right.
That's the way that works.
Okay.
That's all right, you can use some lubrication after you're done with your orgasm.
I'm allergic to lubrication.
All forms of lubrication.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
impossible. That means something's wrong with you.
Yeah, that's not possible.
You're allergic to water-soluble stuff?
I've never tried it.
Okay, well, that's...
I've tried everything that the doctor prescribed
right.
me.
Use the
Well, that's the water-soluble stuff, right?
What did they prescribe for you and why?
Because of the fact that I tried KY jelly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't... It's like... I get breakout and like it's all red and puffy.
That's because you don't use enough and you're dry. You're not.
You're not allergic to it though.
Yeah, you're getting rubbing.
Huh. All right, there, baby. Use some more. Who cares? Don't have any kids. All right, I don't know what to do.
We could try to help her, but no.
Well, what do you want to do?
There's a ton going on with her. You know what I mean? All kinds of stuff. Right, Sarah?
Uh huh.
Yeah. What's up with you? What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living? Well, I have a broken leg right now.
You have a broken leg right now?
Yeah,
you
two broken legs.
Two broken legs?
Yeah.
How come?
I got in a car accident.
Are you on medication?
Yeah.
And you're trying to have sex with two broken legs?
No, this is way before.
Mm.
Way before.
What do you do for a living?
Huh? What do I do? I'm a telemarketer.
Nope. All right, I'm done. I'm done with the huh? What do I do? Huh? What do I do? Huh? Huh? What do you do for a living? I have a broken leg. Huh? What do you do? Huh? Huh? What do I do? Huh? Just don't call the show. Just don't call. I'm tired of all you idiots. Caitlin?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Uh-huh.
Now you, I'll give some extra time to. So you have a double D cup?
Yeah.
At 15.
Bouncy.
At 15?
Yeah.
What's, how are the rest of your dimensions?
Pretty in proportion, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That could be interpreted in many different ways.
Yeah, that's probably not a good thing. How tall are you?
About 5'7".
Five.
5'7". And how much you weigh?
130.
You're fat.
True, please.
5'7", 130.
True said you were fat. I don't believe him. 5'7", 130 with the double D's?
You're overweight.
True, please. That's a nice combination. Right?
I guess.
Well, you have guys chasing all over the place?
Yeah, pretty much.
Does that bother you?
Not really.
Okay. All right.
What's the question?
Well, they're really big, and they give me backaches, and I was wondering about surgery at such a young age.
I don't think anyone would do that.
No?
No, because sometimes they can grow more after the surgery. You really want to wait till about 18. Sometimes at 18 or beyond, it's something you no longer, you know, you sort of grow into. You don't have a problem with anymore. Maybe your back gets a little better. Maybe learn to get bras that fit more properly for you. On the other hand, if you do have back and neck pain, you get deep bra strap grooves, and it's a troubling problem for you, then, of course, then you can get the operation.
Okay.
All right. What are you doing, Caitlin?
Sitting in my room, pretty much.
Did she use the S word?
No, she said sitting in her room. She's S-ing in her room? All right. Caitlin, you know, you got the demeanor of someone who's watching TV with the sound down.
No.
Okay. All right, so listen, when they're done growing, then you can see about doing this.
Think about it when you're 18, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to do it now. But you should be able to go to a doctor now and talk about stretching or back exercises or yoga or something that'll sort of improve things a little bit,
exactly.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk to Katie, who's 15. Katie?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, my question was, I've been with my boyfriend for quite a long time now, and he wants me, like, when I suck his, when I, like, give him head, he wants me to deep throat.
Mm-hmm.
And I have really, like, weird gag reflexes.
A weird gag reflex? How about a normal gag reflex?
There you go. Yeah, okay, I guess. And I was wondering if there was any way, like, I could, like, ease them up, like, so they aren't...
You're going to vomit on him.
How?
Yeah. Yeah.
How old is your boyfriend?
He's 16.
And how long have you guys been together?
7 months.
Hmm. 7 months. And he's putting in the deep throat request already, huh? With the 15-year-old?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And but you give him... Now, you guys having sex?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
What's with this guy?
You know, he likes to... He's pushing the envelope. And what are you using for birth control, Katie?
I use condoms and birth control.
What birth control? What birth control?
Ortho-tricycline.
Okay.
Good girl.
Excellent.
All right. So the deep throating stuff, Drew, how do you get rid of your gag reflex?
I don't think you can.
Going on that everyone all lines sound like hell tonight? They all have some static and just sound generally
a little
crappy.
Funky, yeah, a little funky.
A little echo, a little weird. Does anyone know what that is?
I mean, it's just because you're not over at the Kodak Theater at night. Things are...
Well, I mean, we sound fine back and forth right here, but every time I punch up something, it's this sort of... intercom sort of vibe to it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so what about the gag reflex?
I don't think you... I mean, there's sprays you can put in the back of your throat that'll reduce it a little bit, but I don't think you can really do anything.
What about...
You can train it, but
What about a shot of that chloroceptic or something?
Numb
things up a little bit?
No. There's cetacaine, things like that, but you know, those are prescription things. But even be that as it may, this is not something you should be doing if you don't... You know what I mean?
She'd like to get over her gag reflex.
God, she's going to vomit all over him.
Well, maybe that'd be the best thing for him.
Vomit a few times just to get over it.
Big pool of chicken pot pie and wine cooler over his belly.
That is gross.
On one hand, I'm sort of, my sense of justice causes me to encourage her to do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So she'll vomit on the 16-year-old and teach him a lesson.
Well, you know, maybe he's a decent guy. They're in love. They've been together for a while.
So
I guess the question is. Or my statement is some people are born with a more acute gag reflex than others, right?
Correct.
But everybody could sort of work on it a little bit.
Yeah.
If you chose to do it. And I'm guessing you just take a carrot and you just practice putting it in your mouth until you get used to it, right?
I don't think everyone can get used to all the way back in the throat stuff.
Yeah.
I really don't think so.
That's a gift from God. Melissa?
Hello?
You're 13? Here, this is...
There's that weird sound again.
Anderson, what's up? Every single call is a weird, tinny, effed up sound.
Try this.
Try. Anderson's funny because Anderson gives me that. Hey, buddy. I've done every. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. And then about an hour, 15 minutes of the show, he goes, oh, yeah. I forgot to flip this switch. You sure you've done everything, Anderson? You feel good about that?
Every switch has been flipped. Shut up, Dave.
All right.
Every switch has been
All
flipped.
Right. Melissa?
Hi.
Well, that's better.
Much better.
Cooley.
Hey. So you're 13. What's going on?
Well, today, I was raped by a good friend of mine. We've been friends for a year. We're
good,
really, really
good
close.
Times. Good times.
And I went over to his house, and he forced me down. One of his friends were over there, and they forced me down, and he raped me.
Well, how old is this guy?
He's 13.
This happened today?
Yes, this happened earlier today.
You got to go to a hospital and get a friend. You got to do that.
Okay. Well,
was his friend with him?
Yes, his friend was also in the room.
What was his friend doing?
He was holding my arms down and restraining me so I wouldn't get up.
And how long have you been friends with the guy who raped you?
About a year. We dated previously, but only for a few days.
Why'd you break it off?
I don't know. Well, the first day we were dating, I gave him, like, oral. And I guess that's kind of all he wanted, so I was like, whatever. And we just broke up.
Well, that's not really an answer, is it? You gave him oral, so you were like, whatever, and then you just broke up?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just nervous.
That's all right.
I gave him oral, and I guess that's the only reason he was going out with me, because he knew I would. So after I did, he just broke up with me.
After you stopped, you mean?
So he broke up with you. Okay. Yeah. No, not after she's... True, would you listen? He just wanted a BJ. He didn't ever want to go out with her.
Yeah, but when she stopped
she didn't stop offering it. He just got his one, and that was good enough.
Oh, the one. Okay.
Yeah.
So they didn't date.
No. Okay.
Got it.
Now, you went over there, and then you became friends?
Yeah.
Oh, why not? I mean, the guy sounds a great guy.
We became really good friends.
Well, I'm sure of that. You became friends because you're still into the guy.
Yeah, you'll take whatever scraps he'll throw you.
You like the guy.
Yeah.
This guy's an idiot.
And then you want
criminal too.
I know, and he's 13.
Yeah.
What, eighth grade?
Yes, eighth grade.
This is a really bad guy.
Yeah, and so you went over there today.
Yes.
And him and his friend were there.
Yes.
And his parents weren't home.
What's with her?
His parents were home.
Where's her dad? Jail. Mm-hmm.
My dad's here. He's also with me. No abandonment issues. Him and my mom just recently got divorced, but I see him every week.
Something's up, though. All right, well, anyway, you go over there. His parents are home.
Uh-huh.
You go into his room?
Yeah.
You go into his room, and what happens?
And I was just playing video games, and all of a sudden, he got really close to me, and I was still into him, so I did resist. And he tried a couple of times to do it.
To do what?
To get in my pants.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay, and then his friend showed up, and, like, he was like, hold her down. And his friend grabbed my arm and pulled me across the bed. And then he proceeded to get on with what he wanted to do.
Did he have sex with you?
Yes.
Okay, so you gotta go to the doctor. You gotta get one of these forensic exams.
You gotta talk to the social worker. You gotta tell them exactly what happened. Okay.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, but I'm in love with him.
Yeah, but that speaks volumes about something being up with you. This is a bad, bad guy. He raped you. He used you for oral sex.
Well, yeah, you can't blame him for that one. I mean, you know, what are you gonna do? I mean, you know. All right, hold on a second.
I think she's lying.
There's a bogus vibe to her.
Yeah, it's not fitting. It's not fitting together.
To her thing, yeah. But it's also like, well, maybe she's just so exquisitely effed up.
It sort of doesn't matter because the message has to be the same. It's just interesting.
All right, but Melissa.
Yes?
You're making this up.
No, I swear I'm not.
Well, then why this mood for someone who was just raped this way?
Because I'm nervous. I love him.
You love him? He just raped you.
I know, but I forgave him. We've been friends for a long time. We are really close, and I forgave him. And he said he was sorry.
No.
You're lying! What makes you lie?
Yeah, something's
wrong. Wait, you think I'm... I swear I'm not.
No, I really do.
Everything about this feels like a lie. But, look, whatever... Go to the emergency room then. Get the forensic exam. Talk to the social worker. Tell him or her exactly what happened.
Okay, thanks, you guys. I love you.
Love you, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. That wasn't... I mean, it could have been...
It didn't fit. It didn't all hang together. But whatever.
All right. But, you know, good times.
Yeah, good times.
All right. Should we take a quick call, or what do you want to do, Drew?
I just want to take a break.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's take a break.
All right.
We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Yeah. That's the drum machine I missed from the early 80s. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Love line? What is this?
That's the Beat Strokes.
That's the Beat Strokes. Well, is that the Strokes?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Beat Strokes?
As in their very beat.
I see. Yeah. Those bands are hot, the Strokes. And you got your white lions in your
Hey, Adam, you're cool.
Boxes.
You're cool, dude.
All right, we ready to go here?
I'm ready.
Let's talk to Jeremy, who's 14. Jeremy?
Hey, I was wondering what's worse for you, smoking weed or drinking alcohol?
Depends what age and how much. None of it's good for you.
Well, a little booze, Drew, you know. I saw the studies.
Did you fart?
Nope.
Oh.
I'm thinking about it, though.
What is that?
I don't know, but I had some great gas last night.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed
World class. It was great. I was in love with myself.
Jeremy, what are you aiming for here? What are you trying to get at?
Like, one of my friends, he was like, yeah, I would, like, alcohol is, like, all bad for you, and it'll, like, tear all your liver up. I would just only smoke weed.
Yeah, weed causes chronic bronchitis, but it's not horrible for your lungs. It will, over many, many years, cause some problems. But the big thing with weed is what it does to your brain. And... if you were smoking weed and you were 17 or 18 or 19 and you were doing it once a month, probably no big deal. Although it can occasionally induce panic and mood problems, usually doesn't. The problem with under 17 or so is it can affect development in terms of emotional development, sort of ability to cope with things. It can actually block some of that. So, you know, all things being equal. And also the risk of addiction goes up 5% per year under the age of 18. It's about 10% overall. But every year prior to 18 goes up by 5%.
All right, so you're saying that 1 out of 10 people has the addictive gene
for weed in general. For weed. No.
For weed. And if you start smoking weed at 14, it's going to go up 5% for each one of those years before, so it would...
be like 25%.
Right. Okay. But also, here's something, and I don't know if other cultures are this way, but... maybe they are, but yeah, I haven't really thought too much about it, to tell you the truth, but it never stopped me from talking.
Hmm.
We put a huge emphasis on physicality in this society, and then when we do start getting to the mental stuff, it usually goes some whackpot, sort of BS, tarot card, or astrological BS, or, you know, it's just sort of more nonsense, sort of the psychological or mental equivalent to some sort of crash diet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We don't really put much of an emphasis or much of a premium on just good, solid, fundamental thought processes.
In terms of understanding how your brain works, absolutely that's true.
And what you need it for.
Yeah.
And you don't need it to figure out the lottery, and you don't have psychic powers, and you're not gifted, and you're not special. But you do need your brain to compute numbers and to get along in life and to emotionally understand
certain things in life. We really confuse what our brain is with who we are.
Right.
And how we experience life.
Well, the point that I'm saying is in our society, we don't put a whole, like, we want to know, does it damage the body? What does it do to the body? Well, if it does something in the brain, that's no big deal because that's not your body. That's sort of your soul, and you can fix that.
It's more like, well, I'm no good at math anyway. I'm not going to get a, you know, Pulitzer Prize, so who cares?
Yeah, I'd rather look good in my swim shorts.
Yeah, exactly.
And live till 90.
The brain is the fundamental experience of self and life and other. I mean, what are you trying to do except enjoy and have joy and feel good? That's your brain.
Right.
If that's effed up.
Well, that's your balls. And dork, too.
And what it does to your brain.
Right.
And if that's effed up, you are not going to experience things normally. It can be just horribly miserable.
Yeah. But here's what I'm saying. I think if there was two substances, and maybe these are the ones, maybe booze and pot are good for that. But if there was A drug and B drug, A drug gave you love handles and a double chin and got you high. But B drug really sort of scrambled your wiring.
They'd go for B.
They go for B.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, I don't blame them because there's no magazine called Brain.
Well, it's got,
there's
sort of
a thousand
like,
called Shape. Right. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. But we're sort of like primitive man when it comes to our understanding of ourselves.
Yeah, your brain, I mean, really, if you look at it as just sort of, look at it as a computer that's trying to sort of, you're trying to run your house off of, you don't want to spill a beer on it and short it out. Thank you, Drew. Yeah. All right, you ready to go
Let's
here?
Go, yeah.
I just mean that there's almost no emphasis on this in our society.
Oh, yeah.
Sad, yeah? Now, here's what I'm saying. In Japan, wouldn't you have a feeling, or in certain parts of Europe, wouldn't you have a feeling that they would put a higher emphasis on your brain rather than
would,
the physique?
Because they'd put it in the context of relationships and families and friends, things that people spend time working on that we don't hear.
Ed?
Yes.
You're 45?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just wanted to call the girl that called up and you said was bogus about the rape.
Yeah.
I just...
Possibly bogus.
Okay. I just spent 2 weeks on a jury trial out here where I was the foreman, and it was not exactly similar to what the girl said, but there were very similar things that happened. And unfortunately, I don't know if her call was bogus, but it's exactly the kinds of things that happened in this case.
Well, Ed, what did we tell her to do?
Immediately see your family doctor.
Well, we said go to the emergency room, get a forensic exam, and talk to the social worker and report this immediately.
And make,
because your family doctor actually can't do a forensic exam. They usually don't have those kits.
No, but you need to get evidence. No,
right, so you need to go to the emergency room immediately. You don't let 12 hours pass. You don't let 24 hours pass. You go to the emergency room immediately.
Save all the information. Save all of your clothing. And then think about other people that could corroborate it. And then third, you have to go to the police and make a report.
Well, when you go to the ER and talk to the social worker, they automatically call the police.
Well, the way that my case did is they went to a... first, they called up the police, and then they recommended a forensic nurse that did the report. So it can go either way.
Oh, and I got a new TV show idea.
Forensic nurse?
A squirrel, a forensic
right.
nurse.
But the problem is that... In the case that I was in, the person almost killed this girl, and she had dated him before. It's very similar. Unfortunately, the women in these situations are very psychologically confused and don't understand what's going on.
Ed, have you never listened to this show before? Because we talk to people like this all the time.
Right, but I'm just saying is that the case where you said maybe that was bogus, it is so similar to the case that I was on.
Right. The circumstances weren't what sounded bogus. What sounded bogus was the affect of the caller.
I understand that. But
what was the case you were on? What was the... How did it go down?
The problem is that the girl in this one night went to this guy's basement at 3 in the morning. He suffocated her. She passed out. And then he had sex with her. The problem was that trial...
Was the person's friend there with them?
No, No, he was by himself.
And how old was the guy?
They're both about 21.
Oh.
Right. Wait.
Hold on a second.
It's not similar at all.
Well, it's similar that they're both human beings.
That's about it.
And it took place in North America. And there's probably many things. I'm sure there were some of the same variety of trees and brush nearby. God bless Ed, but it's weird when people get something in their head and they call up and they say, this was so similar. It was a rape case. Her going down to the basement. Well, first off, woman in her 20s, man in her 20s, 13-year-old kids is a different situation. And the next thing is like the kid's parents were home. She had a crush on them. There was a person's friend was in the room sort of helping. I would say other than the rape part and the part where they knew each other, seemed like almost everything was different.
And what Ed doesn't know is that most rapes occur in people that know each other or have dated before.
Ed.
Look, guys, I know it's your show, but what I said was similar is that the girl who is involved in it is confused as to what the relation to that gentleman is. The girl in this case that you described said, I'm in love with him.
Right.
And this is exactly what happened in this case, is that the girl who was raped by this guy had a long-term tortured relation with this guy, but in testimony in the trial, she lied about her relation to this guy. She still could not, after the trial ended and he was convicted, to the very end, she lied about the nature of that relation to that guy. In other words, she always thought that they had this great relation.
Trauma survivors do this. This is what happens to children who are traumatized, seek out re-traumatizing relationships in adulthood and see that as an attachment. That's their sense of love. That's attachment needs are increased in these situations that are highly abusive.
Drew does a little of that himself. All right. Well, Drew, you tend to have to build up people that don't need building up. You know what I mean? You have trouble lowering the hammer on people, cutting them loose.
Sure.
You see the good in people.
Absolutely.
Maybe a little too much. All right, well, thanks for calling, Ed. And his point was well taken, which is, if look, girls, if any of this kind of stuff happens, get the forensic test.
Yeah, don't worry about loving him or not loving him.
Don't
look at the facts.
Don't throw your clothes in the wash immediately. Save things. All these things. I watch these detective shows. Save everything.
That, and know when you're a trauma victim, when you have a trauma history, and just get to work on that, because you're going to keep seeking relationships that are reenactments.
Right. Jan, you're 30.
Calling
from, Jan, you're calling from Riverside. That's a bad sign.
I know. Okay, here's the deal. Right now, I'm in the middle of a pretty bad divorce. And my ex-husband has custody of my daughter right now, and she's 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that she has been exposed to pornography during our marriage, and I'm pretty sure she's still being exposed to it. I'm wondering how concerned I should be about this for a 5-year-old to be exposed to, pornography. Should it be something I'd be overly concerned about?
No, you should be very concerned about it.
Drew's a little nutty with this.
Well, it's nutty. In people that end up with sexual addiction and compulsions, this is often in the past.
Okay.
Yeah, but as it turns out, it's often in the past of everybody. Especially this day and age.
Well, it depends how much they're being exposed to, but it's certainly there very often.
Well, what kind of pornography?
Basically, a couple of days ago, I brought her home to visit me for the weekend, and I was unpacking her suitcase, and in one of the pockets, I found a magazine. And I asked her where she got it, and she said, from under Daddy's bed.
She's how old?
She's 5.
I can just tell you that what seems to happen...
What kind of magazine?
It's a good one, Adam. You love it.
Well, yeah. I love it when them 5-year-olds get hold of that pornography. That's pornography for me.
Okay.
I like to dedicate a whole magazine to 5-year-olds reading pornography. Yes, I can spank off to that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, Junior Chiz, I think I call it. That'd be great. Now, what I'm asking is there's definitely a difference between the kid getting hold of a Playboy and the kid getting hold of some of this stuff, which is hard for me to stomach at 38 years of age.
It was Hustler.
Oh, all right. Well, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. An idea that she took it is...
Kids get fascinated with it.
Yeah.
What it seems to do is sort of activate some biology in the brain that they're not prepared to have activated. And what it does is set in some wiring that later sets them up for very intense compulsions around sex.
Yeah, maybe. Well, the point is worse, this in and of itself is probably not going to do anything, but having this guy for a dad is probably worse than any porno she could fit in her pocket.
It's hard to separate it out from the parents that would expose kids to this as opposed to the actual exposure.
Well, but let's look at it this way, Drew. There's just countless kids who have been exposed to this and not have had it.
We don't know that.
We know, I think it's safe to say that a very large segment of society has been exposed to explicit pornography at an age that's younger than you'd be comfortable them being exposed to it and not turn out to have any real substantial effect on them. But it's more so the parents. And also, Drew, what's the difference, and we've never talked about this, what's the difference between the kid being exposed to it sort of via dad's got it on, doesn't care if the kid wanders into the room or not, and the kid's sort of searching it out, finding it,
because
sort of doing it to themselves. Is there a difference?
Once the kid's been exposed, they usually start seeking it. They become fascinated with it.
But
so
I could remember searching for Playboys or dirty magazines.
We were 11 or 12.
No, I could remember being 8, that kind of thing.
Maybe
sure.
9, 10, but
Drew, you're
different.
Always way off on this. I'm telling you. You get nutty with this. I know because you have kids yourself. But every kid I knew, even at a very young age, but this is the 70s, you know, they knew about Playboy. They were trying to find dirty pictures. They had that instinct to look around for things that they weren't supposed to see.
Pictures of nude women are different than pictures of hardcore sex.
So. Well, I know, but we would have been down with that if it was around. Hey, Jan?
Yeah.
All right, so are you getting custody of your kid?
Well, yeah, I'll have custody of her in a month, but right now, because I was basically kicked out of the house and, you know, left homeless, so I'm staying with a friend. I'm trying to get some money together, but...
Why were you kicked out?
He was very controlling, and he kicked me out, like, 5 times before, and I basically begged to come back to him, but this time I was just, like, forget it, so, he just...
Whose house is it? His house?
Yeah, I mean, he was on the lease, and because he had it when I married him. Mm. He got it from his parents. Fantastic. So it's his house.
Yeah. All right. Hey, you guys, you have one kid?
Yeah.
All right, good. No more
don't
kids
have
for
any
you.
More, right? Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm saying, Jen. Yeah, baby doll.
All right.
Yeah, I know it sounds like quite a compliment. But look, why don't you tell the guy that you found a hustler in her pocket and you don't want that stuff in a place where she can find it? Would he listen to that?
I did. I told him that she found it, and he basically said, "Well, I'll try to keep it out of her reach." He did. He wasn't too concerned. Mm. He's been into it for a long time, so I don't think he thinks that it's that big a deal.
Well, just tell him it's important that you know put the thing on the upper shelf, kind of thing.
Well, are you guys seeing a social worker or somebody?
No, not at the moment. I was going to say, is this something I should take her to counseling for?
Definitely some family work needs to be done here. Definitely.
Yeah, but look, don't get too caught up on the hustler. She needs to go to counseling because you're a screwball and he's a screwball and you two have been going at it for a long time.
Yep.
And you're homeless and getting kicked out and there's chaos everywhere.
Yep.
That's why she needs counseling.
Don't get too focused
on the magazine.
Dad beat the crap out of mom. I mean, maybe not physically actually assaulting you, but emotionally abusing you and kicking you out. That is profoundly a profound effect on her.
It's nice, though. Psychologically, it's a funny impulse, although I understand it, which is you get mired in some sort of minutia thing and miss the entire picture of the broken, chaotic family from Riverside with the white trash booting each other in and out and having, sure, many, many large-scale episodes in front of the child, get focused on the December hustler. 87 hustler and then start talking about counseling.
And by the way, kids self-stimulate sexually when they're trying to deal with chaos. That's how they escape. It makes them feel better.
All right. All right, listen, all you big piles of white trash out there. Stop having big episodes in front of your kids.
Or stop having kids.
But here's the thing. When you're stupid, you have no idea who's watching you, and you don't care. This is the chicks that get drunk and pull their tops off at the dinner table. These are the everyone you see on Cops, super stupid, don't care if a guy's flashing a gun, flashing a tin, yelling freeze, doesn't matter. That's what stupidity is. Stupid people have it out in front of their kids all the time. They don't care where they are. They don't care if they're in the middle of a crowded supermarket. That's what stupid is. Stupid, it's they're like animals. Animal licks his balls. He don't care who's watching. He don't care if the queen or a hobo's there. He's got to lick the balls. Doesn't matter. That's what stupid is. Please, people, don't have the kids if you're that goddamn stupid.
Or if you got to lick the balls.
If you want to lick the balls, you can't have the kids. It's just like my grandfather used to tell me. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam and Dr. Drew. Dig this song.
That's still my name you're ripping on?
All right. That's the All-American Losers. Oh, that's my song.
That's your song.
Yeah. Yeah, looking good.
Walking you know, when you came out on Jimmy's show, I noticed they played something like this.
Yeah, they're playing Vehicle by the Ides of March, yeah. Or they're playing Maneater. Okay. This guy's still, you know, Jimmy stands by Maneater.
Really?
It's like, oh, that's a good song. Okay. Nothing wrong with that song. Yeah. Kennedy?
Yeah.
You're 20?
I am.
What's up?
I've basically been in a friends with benefits type relationship with somebody for about 2 months, and we ended up spending a lot more time together than was originally planned. And I started having feelings, and I think he started having feelings, but he's had a lot of problems
mm-hmm.
in past relationships, and he didn't exactly have the best home life and all that. And I'm just trying to figure out if there's anything that I can do to work through it, or if I'm just wasting my time.
Well, mm-hmm. how old is he?
23.
Is he not wanting to...
People that
I've heard enough. Just dump the guy.
Yeah.
Stop the chase. Stop all the intrigue.
Yeah.
Stop trying to fix him and break through the past.
I agree.
Just get rid of this guy. Just find some nice 22-year-old guy who's really into you.
Right.
It doesn't come with all the weird baggage and abuse and the temperament and the brooding.
Not only that, this was set up as a friend with benefits. Guys don't switch from that to a romance. They just don't. They don't.
Well, what's he doing right now?
What do you mean?
What's he doing?
With us?
Yeah.
At least not when the guy is the one that insists that it be a friendship to begin
with.
Yeah. The guy
no, it was actually me who did.
Yeah.
Because you knew you wouldn't get it any other way.
No.
Yeah. Come on, baby.
No, because I...
Why can't you two just get along then? Why can't you just be boyfriend and girlfriend?
Because there's another weird aspect to it. He wants to move out of state.
Yeah, that's not weird. Yeah. That's letting you know something.
That's telling you ain't that in you.
He's just afraid. Like, his biggest concern, he's like, I don't want to hurt you.
Yeah.
He's not into you,
Kennedy. He doesn't want to hurt
no,
you.
No. He was banging my best friend. No. We're very deeply in love. No. He wants to go opal mining in Australia. No. He's worried he's going to hurt me. No.
He's going to hurt you because he knows.
No, he's in love.
No,
he's deeply in love.
Because you've developed feelings. He knows that his behavior has caused that.
Deeply in love.
He feels guilty and he doesn't want to hurt you.
I can't even understand any of you guys.
All right, listen. He ain't into you, okay?
He feels guilty that he's taken you to this point. He doesn't have the same feelings and he doesn't want to hurt you.
Right.
He feels guilty.
Please, who are you kidding with that crap? This is your decision.
Kennedy, you've got to get through this. You've got to believe
it. I know it makes him that much more attractive, the fact that he's only somewhat into you.
I'm not sure.
Why don't you just go find a regular guy who's into you?
Because there's not very many.
Yeah, any great guys like this? And what's great about this guy, other than the fact he's not all that into you? You screwy women.
No, it's not like... Because the thing is... I've been in relationships before where they're just friends with benefits, and generally it's something like maybe you see them once a week or less than that, and all you really do is get together and sleep together, right?
Why do you keep setting up these kinds of relationships?
Well, because I for the last year, have not been interested in a relationship.
Why? You're interested in this guy?
Because pretty much since my freshman year of high school, I've had a boyfriend, and I wasn't about the energy. I didn't want to put the energy in.
Well, why do you want this guy to be your boyfriend?
Talk about energy. Nothing could be a bigger project than this.
I know.
Because for the last year, there hasn't been anybody who I've even enjoyed the company of. And, I mean, we've been hanging out a lot more lately, like almost 5-6 times a week.
All right. Well, he's not into you. He's into you a little bit, but not that much.
Not that way.
Not much.
Because I honestly, because I've talked to... his cousin, I've talked to our mutual friends, and they've all said that they'd think if he wasn't so scared.
Oh, no.
Well,
Kennedy,
scared of what?
Are you kidding?
If you even understood what his past relationship
was. All right, what do you think he'd do if Heidi Klum rolled into town and wanted to get hooked up? Huh? What do you think?
I don't even know who that is.
All right, listen. Look, you're dumb. That's fine.
No.
Now listen to smart people who are telling you what the truth is. Or do you want to just bang your head against the wall for the next 2 years with this guy and ruin your life? I don't even know what you're telling us. He's not into you. He's not into you.
Forget the excuses about why he's not into you and the relationships and he's scared and the trauma he suffered. Trust me, just like you are going after a guy that's unavailable, he has to go with somebody that's not available, and that's not you.
All right, and listen. I need some hot model reference example to use. Who do we use?
You can still use Claudia Schiffer, can't you?
I don't think so.
Not anymore?
Anderson will know. Anderson.
Fomke.
What's her last name? Over there, Drew. Because, you know, for the last 10 years, it'd be like, listen, if Cindy Crawford came in, and, you know, now Cindy Crawford's kind of off the scene. And Claudia Schiffer's gone. She replaced Cindy Crawford. Now she's gone.
So who is
I used
Anderson?
Heidi Klum, but this bitch didn't know Heidi Klum. Once I thought that was pretty good.
It's
Drew,
wrong.
Stop naming people from the 80s.
It's wrong. It's all about the Olsen twins.
Is it all about the Olsen?
Olsen twins. And Tattoo.
No, but I...
Let's take a break.
No. What I'm saying is I need an example of a super hot chick like we used to use Cindy Crawford.
Right.
Avril Lavigne's pretty big.
All right.
Who else? What are you guys saying?
We got to regroup. Honestly, regroup.
We'll talk about it during the break.
All There's right, nothing.
Right. Bye.
Listen.
And it's a Giselle. Come on.
All right. Yeah, well, that's
nah,
that's close.
That's like, that's
I thought my Heidi Klum thing was pretty solid. She didn't know who she
old,
was.
Though.
Heidi Klum is too old.
It's too old. It's past. Well,
how about
3 years?
She's Victoria's Secret. She's still doing it. All right. We're going to work this out. Right. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. Who is that? Kraftwerk? I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
I said that you would say Kraftwerk when you heard this.
It's very techno.
It's Fisher Spooner.
Fisher Spooner.
Great.
Yeah. I don't like anything that's cool because it's always crappy.
I like this. I just can't keep up with it. You know what I mean?
Well, you wouldn't listen to it if you're sitting
at
home.
No, because in 5 minutes it'll be something else, too.
Fissures, aren't those things you get on? You get those things on your rectum.
Fissures can. Yeah, that's
because you get that from spooning.
Spooning.
Yeah,
they use spoons to pop them. I think
to pop them.
Yeah,
fissures don't pop. They're just like fissures, like craggy. Yeah.
Let's move forward.
Okay. Every time I talk, you guys say, "Let's move forward." What is that? I've noticed that pattern.
All right, I'm sorry. Let's not live in the past.
Let's move forward.
Tyler.
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yep.
What's up?
I was wondering if you could give me some insight on, my social life. It's pretty much in the shits right now.
All right. Well, maybe a little bad judgment has something to do with it.
All right. Should we hang up on him? Let's just hang up on him.
Yeah.
He used the S word, so we have to hang up on him. So let's see. Is there? And then there's there. Did I do that?
Yep. There you go.
Yes, nice. Amy?
Yeah?
You're 12?
Yes.
Oh, baby. What grade are you in?
Sixth.
Ooh, okay.
Sixth grade, yeah.
What's happening?
I just wanted to know, will you...
Uh-oh, somebody's on the phone there.
Oh, yeah, it's my friend.
That's her friend.
All right, just make sure she...
You don't think she knows?
Narc herself out. All right, go ahead.
I just wanted to know if you swallow cum, will it get you pregnant?
Sixth grade? You both in sixth grade?
Yeah.
Yeah, it will get you pregnant.
It will.
And fat.
And you'll get zits.
And hair in funny places.
Can we be knocked off air for this?
Your hair will get frizzy.
No, we're trying to discourage them from engaging in oral sex at a young age, right? See what I'm saying?
You get frizzy hair, and your ass gets big. Now, do you guys have boyfriends?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You're not thinking about doing that with them, are you?
Well, no, we just wanted to know.
All right. Nah, good. Good answer, and then we'll be straight with you. No, you cannot get pregnant that way.
Okay, thank you.
But none of that for your boyfriend.
But you can get HIV, and you can get other things that way, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Provided these sixth graders have HIV, or maybe the guys are in junior college or something.
Who knows?
Drew?
Yeah.
You see what goes on out there?
Yeah.
That's why you got to keep your kids protected. Protected, you hear me?
You bet.
You raise them. You raise them.
Veal.
Raise them in a veal cage.
Yeah.
You just put holes in the bottom so they can get their legs through it and walk around holding
no.
the cage up.
No cage. It's a sack. Veal sack.
Veal sack.
Just hanging from the ceiling.
You mean like at the end of the night, just hang them up like a...
No,
like
end of the night.
Just all day?
Yeah.
All right. Good times. Renee?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I remember you guys were earlier talking about that girl. She called in wanting to get rid of her gag reflex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been having sex for about almost 4 years, since I was like 13.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first gave oral sex, just like, it kind of made me gag.
Mm-hmm.
But it mostly makes my eyes water. Mm-hmm. And, but I can't.
Maybe those are tears of joy.
But you what?
But I can do it continuously, deep throat, for just over and over again. And
do you know what that means?
Deep throat?
Yeah.
Where it hits the back of the throat, just take it all in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think she thinks it means, George?
Well, she's saying
blowing guys since 13. Since she was bat mitzvahed. Are you Jewish? I always know when someone's Jewish. Jewish, am I right? Am I right? Huh? Let her answer, Drew. Yes?
Yes, I'll be Jewish for you.
Oh, not Jewish. Shocking. Was never wrong. Because, you know, those Jewish chicks, they start the deep throat thing at 13.
No!
They get bat mitzvahed. They become women, technically. And they move forward.
Come on, then.
So, not Jewish.
No, not Jewish.
Oh, man.
But, I don't know, ever since I was real little, I just always had this fascination with, like, putting things down my throat as far as they can go and seeing if I can bring them back up again.
Oh, my God. That's
nice.
I don't know why, but I have an anatomy and physiology class, and we had to do a lab where you stick a popsicle stick to the back of your uvulva.
Uvula?
Uvula, whatever.
Uvulva. That's interesting.
And, we were supposed to gag because our gag reflexes and whatnot, and jot it down with our partner. And my partner just got a kick out of it because he could not make me gag for the life of it.
That's nice.
All right, baby.
Very proud.
We got real skill there. What do you plan on doing? You're a senior in high school now?
Yeah. I'm a junior.
Junior.
Yeah.
I say you're well on your way to junior college.
That's what my dad tells me.
All right. He's got his fingers crossed. All right, baby. Well, good times.
Love you, Adam.
Loving you, baby.
Love you, too.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. See? Woman's got a skill.
Huh.
Drew, you didn't know from gag reflex when you were 13, did you?
Are you kidding?
I mean, you could handle a drumstick pretty good, or a bomb pop, right? Nice 50-50.
Sidewalk Sunday.
We don't want kids performing oral, but think about the phallic shape of all the things that come off that ice cream truck.
That's right.
And just think about the general popsicle, especially the big pop or
the big sticks.
Yeah, I mean, they're
9 inches. Yeah.
9-10 inches long, circumference of basically your average size penis, and a woman just basically performs fellatio on it during the summer until it's down to nothing but a stick.
Good time.
I mean, aren't we sending the wrong message? And there's no vaginal equivalent for young men to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Eskimo pie.
Yeah, but you bite on it. You know, I mean, I'm talking about a
really
sundaes you just mash in your face. Like, you know, sundaes that came in a little baseball batting helmets.
Yeah, yeah.
You just take one of those. You just mash it. You just mash it in your face. Goes up your nose, gets in your eyes. Like
this. Prepare young males. That's nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh? It's not like we ask you to eat abalone out of the shell without using your hands. There's no equivalent to that, is what I'm saying.
No wonder guys are so bad at it.
Yeah. It is true.
Oh,
I mean,
my God. Where is this show going?
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, the average 13, 14-year-old listener of this show is probably, female, is probably much better at that than the average 13, 14-year-old male listener is at performing on a woman.
All right.
And think about all those years logged with that big stick.
All right.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca?
Yes.
Drew, you're going to get home tonight and clean out the freezer, right?
Yeah.
It's all going in the garbage disposal. Rebecca, you're 19.
Frozen yogurt, it's all gone.
It's all those push-ups and gone. What's up, Rebecca?
Hi. A comment about that girl that called about the deep throat thing. Also, if you use a pickle instead of a carrot, like you guys suggested.
Oh, really?
It won't stab your throat.
Oh, big deli style?
No, pickle spare... one of the pickle spares. That way you don't, like, gag on it, you know.
Pickle
up to it.
The quarters.
Pickle spears?
Yeah.
Well, it still seems sharp, though.
No, it bends.
It bends. All right. That's good. That's good.
Build up to it.
Oh, my God.
Good call.
Oh, my God.
Okay, right. But my question. My husband and I, the first time we had sex, it didn't hurt me at all. I didn't bleed or anything.
How old were you?
I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, he's kind of questioned whether or not I was a virgin whenever we did have sex the first time. And he hasn't said anything recently about it, but it's come up in, like, the past 2 months, maybe, about it again. And we've been married for almost a year now.
What's up with him?
A little insecure, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, were you lying to him?
Oh, no.
You were a virgin?
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, the best way to deal with this is, well, A, he's a jackass.
Yeah, not deal with it.
So it's too bad. You married this guy. But number two is, you know, I think people overtalk things too much, and it always implies guilt.
Yeah, you shouldn't even pay any attention to this.
Yeah, you should not entertain this notion.
You shouldn't talk it down.
You just tell them, listen, just shut up.
So is it common then for it not to hurt?
Yes.
Okay, and it's common to not bleed off.
Yes, it is, especially at 18.
What's this guy do? Some form of construction?
No.
Something with a forklift?
He's a what?
He's in management.
Manages forklifts?
No.
Warehouse?
What does he do?
Well, right now he's managing at a Get and Go, but that's like been the past 3 months.
Get and Go?
Get and Go.
A Get and Go.
Get and Go.
That's
Get and Go.
Guys come in, people just come in there and buy Slurpees and stuff.
Freezies. Yeah, I guess.
All right.
It's a gas station.
Gas station.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. All right there, baby. Well, good times.
Thank you, guys.
All right. All right. And he's a normal guy.
Oh, yeah, he's
not
wonderful.
Not rude to the people that come in.
Oh, no, he's an angel.
Okay. Speaks English.
Normally.
It's right. The middle of the country. It's not the coast.
Oh, I'll tell you. When Drew and I travel around and we go into a gas station, let me go on just a minor jag here for just 1 second. The gas stations in L.A. are real bad. They're unusable. There's a 76 at the bottom of my hill that's been there. It's had the restroom out of order sign up in the window written on the back of the cigarette carton thing. You know, it's been there. I've been at my house for about 6.5 years. It's been there the entire time I've been there.
Yeah.
The L.A. gas. There's a couple of things that I would like to fix, and I'm in L.A. I wish people would address this, the mayors and the governors and people that seem to have or claim to have some interest in this town, which is gas stations horrible, irritable, horrible foreigners behind the counter shooting you that steely stink eye, those cold black eyes wanting you to die, and you can't use the bathroom, you can't borrow a gas can, you can't do anything. You could buy $700 worth of Snickers bars and Marlboro Lights, but if you're a nickel short, he won't push it through the security tray until you come up with the other nickel. These guys are a-holes. They're assholes. All the guys in L.A., all of you. 76, Chevron, Shell, all of you employ world-class a-holes. Prick foreigners. Please, can we uprise against these people? How nice would it be to have a human being who said, thanks, come again, or, oh, you want to use the bathroom, or you got to borrow a gas can? Imagine human beings working at gas stations again, everybody, instead of evil pricks.
No, not all right.
Yeah, that's all we got in L.A. That's all we got. There's not a gas station in L.A. that doesn't have some evil foreign prick behind the counter. Look, I'm not nothing against foreigners, but hey, maybe you're not in the people business. Maybe that's not that. Maybe that doesn't suit you the best. I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it. Give me a human being. And how come we don't care? What the F is going on, Drew? How tired are you? And can we boycott? What the hell's Union 76 doing? And what the hell's Chevron doing? And why is there a big prick behind every counter? And why is that okay? That's okay with everybody? Some foreign prick yelling at us through a speaker? That's it? The bathroom's out of order for the last 5 years. That's fine. We can't use nothing. You can't borrow anything. We can't go anywhere. That's fine. That's all okay. And what about the corporation? What about Union 76? Kiss-ass pussies. Where's Murph? Where's that red-haired alcoholic guy who was so goddamn helpful with his effing squeegee? Where is he? Where is he? And how come we don't care? Jesus Christ. I travel. I'm amazed when I travel.
Remember some Wisconsin?
Normal human being saying, how you doing?
Remember with the restroom right there in the back?
Yeah, we're like, hey, can we use the bathroom? Sure, it's right over there. It would never happen in L.A., ever.
We were bewildered. We didn't understand the answer.
Ever.
Like,
I got to get to the bottom. If anybody from 76, and 76 has the highest percentage of foreign pricks working at their stations in L.A., you crap balls. You guys have some pride and do something. I know, your whole thing. Here's what you do, and I'm going to be done. L.A., don't ever anyone come to L.A. and have to deal with a gas station. It's just a bunch of evil pricks working at every single one of them. Go drive around L.A. and try to use a bathroom. Try to use a bathroom at the 76 station. Try to use the bathroom at the Chevron station. See if you can use it.
No, not all right.
Stupid one on the corner of Franklin and Beechwood's been out of order for 8 years. Kiss-ass foreign pussies. Jesus Christ, when's enough going to be enough? The hell are we paying for? Let's start protesting and picketing. I can't stand it anymore.
Boycotting.
Can't use a gas station in L.A. because everyone owns it is a prick. Tired of it. Wouldn't it nice to get a human being? What if you gotta use a bathroom? What if you run out of gas? You want to borrow a gas can? You can't do it in L.A. because everyone who works at the gas station is a prick. Drive me nuts. It's been going on for years. When are we gonna stand up? When are we gonna do something about it? And when are we gonna hold 76? A-holes are sitting. I don't even know where their location is. But their whole thing is like, we just farm these things out. Yeah, well, what if you owned McDonald's? You think McDonald's just farms your stuff out and you start making chimichangas and breakfast burritos and calling, just cursing at everybody and closing? I mean, doesn't the corporation have some responsibility? Jesus Christ, 76, such a dump. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves.
No,
you're the worst of all. You're worst of all. Everyone should just boycott 76. Screw you guys. Just stop it. Stop patronizing these places. These pricks behind the counters and bathrooms never work and everyone's an a-hole. Screw you. Anyone who works for 76, call this station. Anybody. I want to hear from some corporate person. You guys drive me nuts. Wouldn't it be nice? How nice would it be to buy something, have a guy say thank you? How nice would it not to get the stink eye from some stinking bastard sitting on the other side of some four-inch thick glass every night? Wouldn't it be nice just to have a human being? What if you need to use the bathroom?
No, not all right.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, go drive around L.A. Try to use the bathroom. Go use the bathroom at a 76 station. Good luck.
Chelsea.
Yeah?
Hey.
Hey, I've got my friend Connie here, and we've been talking about this. We have no clue. Why are guys so involved with the girls' breasts? I mean, we're fairly experienced with this, and they grab it and try to make one good one, and it's painful.
What?
They are
a good
attack,
one.
You know.
What are you talking about?
One good one?
I'm going to stare at this chick's boobs.
One good breast, yeah.
What do you mean they try to make one good one? They mash them together?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yes, but the guys we've been with, it's like, they are attached, okay?
Yeah.
They are there, okay? And there's enough to hurt.
Yeah? What? You have big boobs?
Yeah.
Bouncy.
Why do you do it? Why are guys so involved, and why are they so... Gee, I've seen the man show, and there's more emphasis around the breast than anything else. I mean...
Well, listen, that's part of the things that, you know, when you try to tell the difference between a man and a woman, one of the ways you can tell is because of that lump. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so that gives you the right... We don't grab your dick like a slinky. I mean, do a little squeeze toy. We don't do that to you.
Well, guys,
we wouldn't mind if you did.
Yeah,
you wouldn't be calling a radio show.
Squeeze it.
All right.
Part of the problem is guys treat women the way they want to be treated. That's one of the big problems. You know what I mean? They don't mind a little rough action, and they don't understand what it feels like to you. They can't empathize.
Well, plus, too, you wouldn't, when you're a 15, 16-year-old guy and you haven't felt a lot of boobs in your day, and you can finally get your hands on some, you need it just a little bit, and I don't mean want it needed. I mean need it like go.
K-N-E-A-D.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch a baby at a mom's breast and then realize that men never get over that.
Thank you.
That's it.
All right. That's good times. Good times. So let's take a break. I'm too fired up. But really, Era, I defy somebody. Try to find a gas station, especially 76 station, which is on every corner. Go, try to use the bathroom. Try to use the bathroom in the greater Los Angeles area. Have fun. Foreign bastards. Have fun, everybody. I want to talk to 76. I want to know what's going on with those a-holes. All they do is employ a-holes. They sell it to a-holes. I can't stand it anymore. All right. We'll be back. everybody. It's Loveline. Oh, I hope those terrorists just blow up Los Angeles and level every 76 and Chevron station. I really do. I really do.
Careful what you wish for.
Well, I don't think they will, because I know those are all terrorist cells.
Can we go back to the models? Because that was more fun. Oh, we never got that straightened out.
Yeah.
The Cindy Crawford replacement. Who are we going to refer to when we refer to the really hot woman?
Yeah, and Drew, you understand, Drew did some of this on the air and some of it off the air. I'm trying to figure out, you know. Years, it was just easy. It was like, well, if Cindy Crawford came in and asked you to do that, you'd have a different, you know. And then she kind of was in there, and what's her name, with Claudia Schiffer, was in there for a while. And when I was asking Drew, he kept telling me people that came along before Claudia Schiffer and Cynthia. So that's no help to me.
Right. Giselle's the biggest now.
Giselle's the biggest. Just doesn't roll off the tongue, though, you know?
Giselle. Somebody with two names.
One name doesn't work. Sticking by my Heidi Klum, but no, not that big. And then you can use actresses.
Heather Graham, you could say. People kind of
Heather Graham, sort of, but not really. You got your Jennifer Garner. Not really. Doesn't quite work.
Selma Hayek?
No. Drew, please.
Younger than
35. Yeah, yeah. Younger than 35.
Oh, here's somebody.
Please announce
somebody.
Someone is younger than 35.
Here you go. Here comes. Please, they seem young to me. That's the problem.
Okay, but you can do your... trying to think. Yeah, and I'll tell you, it was like Rebecca Romijn was, you know, 2 years ago, we were right there.
Yeah.
That was easy. She filled in for Cindy. Was easy. But now I'm at a loss. Eva?
Yeah? I want to tell you, your Heidi Klum reference is really good. She's one of Victoria's Secret's top models.
Thank you.
But Giselle is the main face right now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Carolina Kurkova, she was the model of the year for 2002. So she's really
good.
Big.
Name.
Huh?
Yeah, Drew it's
like the name.
Shut up, Drew. All right, good. Who else?
Minnie Anden is one.
Minnie Anden. Now, see, I need a name that people are going to respond to. I'm sticking with my Heidi.
You're right with Rebecca Romijn, and you're right with Heidi Klum. I mean, she's one of the big... That girl should have known her.
I know. Here's my point. The only time I make a mistake is when I question myself.
Exactly.
That's what I've learned from doing this show. Listening to Drew, listening to Anderson, listening to listeners, that's when I get into trouble. First thing came out of my mouth was Heidi Klum. That was perfect.
Right.
Stay
with him.
Olsen twins in 2 years, I guarantee you.
Olsen twins in 2 years, but I need model examples now. All
right. The it girl right now is Carolina. You'll probably get more of her name pretty soon.
All right.
Giselle starts getting wrinkles, so.
We'll be looking. Yeah, I wasn't that hot on that Giselle. And what about that Capri who was on this show a few years ago? What a bitch. The crappy. Oh, this crappy Capri with a crappy dance tech music that was so big in England.
You want a blowjob or you want a girlfriend?
Please, you're so washed up. God damn, she was gone like 4 months after she was on the show, and she was nothing but attitude in this studio. Good, Capri, go slink back to Europe and cut another techno album that no one's going to buy. Have fun, baby. Neil?
Yeah?
You're 28?
Yeah, I'm 28, actually. I live in Bend, Oregon.
Great. What's up?
I have a problem. I met this a stripper and this nice girl all in the same night, and it seems like the nice girl has more mental issues than the stripper.
More issues?
The nice girl. Well, you met them both in the same night, huh?
Yeah, exactly, and I don't know which one to choose. Seems like it'll be more of a problem to go for the nice girl.
I don't know. What do we know? Who are we, Kreskin?
Oh, I don't know. Do you like fake boobs or real boobs?
This is bogus.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like talking to a mannequin. What do you just knock your head off and empty the sawdust out of your body, would you? Idiot. I tell you, when guys go bad, they're so horrible.
Mm.
So many guys are just sort of soulless. There's nothing in them. Really weird. They got that bad sense of humor.
It's kind of an evil sense of humor. It's like a
dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Neil's just kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Idiots. No wonder girls hate guys. Sarah?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was anally raped by a boyfriend.
Good times.
And I lied to the cops about it.
You lied to who?
The cops.
The cops.
Oh, well, when did they come around?
A while after it happened, we had already broken up.
Why did they come around if you were going to lie to them?
Well, because I didn't tell them about it. They actually called me in about questions about my stepfather, questions about molestation. And while I was in there, they just, like, sprang it on me. They had found some letters. Like, I'm not sure who gave them the letters, but somebody had given them the letters. And in the letters, it said that he'd raped me. And they had copies of those, and they just kind of sprung it on me, and I was...
Whoa. Hold on a second.
Okay.
You're talking about your boyfriend, your ex-boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
But you're talking about your stepfather, too.
I'm sorry. It just all kind of runs in together.
That's all right. The cops originally called you in to talk about your stepfather.
Yes.
Right.
Because he was abusive, or why?
Accusations of molestation.
Where did those come from?
Me.
So you called the cops and reported your stepfather?
I was talking to a counselor, therapist person, and she reported him to CPS, and then they called the cops.
Okay.
And, did your stepfather do this to you?
Yeah, I guess.
Your stepfather molested you?
Yeah.
And how long did he do this to you?
It started when I was about 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it lasted a couple of years, maybe.
Okay.
And is he in jail now, or?
No. It's been under investigation or whatever for close to a year now.
Is he out of the picture for you?
My mom kicked him out of the house along with me.
You kicked them both out?
Well, yeah, I was the first one to leave, and then he left.
All right. And okay, so, all right. So, then how old was your boyfriend?
At the time, 15.
All right, but what is this call about, though? What is the question? So your cops found something.
I understand how they had notes. Are they all right.
They found something, or someone reported something, and there was something to do with you being raped, and what's the question? And you lied to the cops then?
Yeah, and I was just wondering, could they do anything to me if I went back and told them the truth?
No.
No.
They'd be happy that you did that.
Okay.
You
wasn't in a courtroom. You weren't under oath or something when this happened.
No, it's fine. I was just in like this little...
Tell them everything you know. And you getting any counseling or anything?
Not anymore.
You need a lot of work, Sarah.
Yeah, and I hope your stepfather goes to jail. Okay, baby.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself, all right?
I'll work on it.
All right, but listen, don't look for guys to make your life better. They're not going to...
Plus, you're going to look for victimizers because you're a great victim, and I'm sure you get these freeze reactions when guys do stuff that you don't want them to do.
Yeah.
Look, try to just work on yourself for a while.
Yeah. And let's work as a society in putting these a-holes in prison, please.
Yeah.
Please, instead of all the drug people.
Mm-hmm.
What's with that? You know, when I was getting mad when I was talking to Heidi Fleiss about that, everyone in jail's there for drugs, mm-hmm. especially the females. And Drew, can't we just decide as a society what we're interested in and then have the cops? I mean, here's the whole thing. And I'm not going to go on another jag, but don't the cops work for us,
mm-hmm.
in a sense, as a society?
Mm-hmm.
Do I got to crap myself because I'm going 36 and a half miles an hour through that crappy Burbank? I got to worry about that? Jaywalking? Do we really have to worry about all this stuff?
Yes, you have to crap yourself.
I got a doobie in my ashtray. There's a roach in my ashtray, and I'm going 37 miles an hour through Burbank. I got to crap myself? and here's the deal. Can't we just tell the cops to start doing what we want them to do? Stop messing around. Stop having all you guys posing as Japanese businessmen. Please, that's disrespectful. And busting Heidi Fleiss. Once you're down on the crash unit downtown, busting gangbangers, for Christ's sake. What's going on? And what's with all the drugs? And who cares? And here's the thing, too, Drew. How come... Now answer me this. How come if you pull me over and I got a shotgun and a ski mask and the plans to a bank in the trunk of my car and a police scanner, there's nothing you can do about it because I haven't done anything yet?
Right, right.
But if I got a pot plant and if I got a pound of weed, well, then that's intent to distribute. Mm. But really, mm. Not selling it. It's in, under my sofa. Did you see me sell it?
It's foolishness.
What, does that really? Really? So when it comes to the weed, somehow you can just go past the whole part where you see me doing it, but not when it comes to the crime? Mm. Not when it comes to the violent crime? That's okay with everybody? Mm. That's fine? And all these pussies from the NRA keep squawking about your right and pursuits and this and you're patriotic and all this kind of BS in the Constitution. No problem with me getting my house taken away if I grow a pot plant or get my car confiscated if I buy a joint off a guy. That no problem. You hypocritical pussies don't have a problem with that. You don't see any problem. No problem with that, huh? All right, that's good. That's wonderful. Idiots.
No,
horrible
mood
tonight.
No.
I'm fired up.
Yeah, let's talk
about
76.
Where's the NRA when it comes to this stuff?
David, 20.
I guess, listen, I'm going to go crazy like Lenny Bruce. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sock away a bunch of money so I can do get a legal defense going.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to grow an 8-foot pot plant in my front yard. And I'm going to defy the government to do anything about it.
Todd McCormick.
Take it away from me. Show me in the Constitution where I can't grow a pot. And I'll have 30 pounds of hay bale of weed in my living room. I'll be sitting on it. Tell me, you have to see me sell it. Please. How dare you? What are we doing? I got to straighten this whole world up, Drew. Your priorities straight. David?
Yeah.
What's up?
It's about money, Adam. You really think that these terrorists and, not the terrorists really, but I think they are terrorists. The majority of the gas station tenants these days and taxi drivers are all those little towelhead guys that run around.
Oh, please. How dare you speak disparagingly against our Middle Eastern brethren?
Oh, it's not despairingly, it's the truth.
All right.
All right, my cousin lives in a neighborhood where it's filled with Muslims and Sikhs and all those people, and they all drive taxi cabs and do that kind of job stuff, and they're living in these huge houses, and I really don't think that they're making this kind of money driving around these taxi cabs, driving all these white people around, making them happy. And it makes me feel and wonder if Osama bin Laden and all those al-Qaeda guys are behind this, funding these people, giving them houses, buying them their turbans, and putting the anthrax in their turbans.
No,
that's a good point. That's a very valid point. But here's how I know the terrorists aren't behind the 76 and Chevron and other evil, evil foreign employees that we see here at the Los Angeles area gas stations. They wouldn't be so goddamn mean. You know why? Because they wouldn't want to give up
their cover.
They wouldn't want to give their cover up. They might say thank you once in a while. They might use the goddamn bathroom once in a while. They might not be pricks. Of course, they'd be nice, actually. Because Osama would tell them, look, don't get anyone pissed off.
Unfortunately, David's pulling together multiple different ethnicities and religious backgrounds. They're one sort of bad.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So not all right.
So, David.
Yeah.
You say that they're putting anthrax in the turbines?
Anthrax or guns or something. I'm just waiting for one of those little TV things that we broadcast with Osama muttering in the background while we blab in English over the top of it. Probably saying something in code to all those little guys.
Oh, David, you sound
whip off
as hell.
Could be. All right,
yeah,
dude.
You never know.
You never know. But listen, you don't live in Los Angeles, so you don't have to deal with this. Mm. You're in good shape. Just everyone who lives in Los Angeles cannot use the gas stations without getting yelled at. All right. Somebody really challenge me. Go try to use a bathroom here in the Los Angeles area at a gas station. Have fun.
Sarah?
Hello?
Hey.
You're 23. What's up?
I'm 23. First off, I just wanted to compliment you guys on your show, and I've been watching you guys and listening to you since Loveline and MTV, and you came to my college town once and asked you guys a question, and you've just been cracking me up ever since. So.
Well, thanks.
University of Kansas?
I'm sorry, what?
University of Kansas?
Yeah.
Oh, what a joy it must be for you to just use the gas station and have normal human beings thank you for coming. Oh, my God, you people do not know what it's like.
Well, I've never been out to L.A., but I've been to
good.
New York.
Good. Don't bother.
Maybe someday.
We had an interesting driving experience going to your college, in fact. Remember that?
Yeah.
You guys drove to KU?
Well, from Kansas City.
Oh, okay. Well, that you're coming from the area that doesn't have just farms in, so that's okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a horrible trip, but we're late. But anyway, good times. What's your question?
I was actually just reading a magazine. I believe it was like Cosmopolitan or Elle or something. And they were comparing different brands of condoms and ways to pleasure women.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard about this, and it's called a French tickler.
Mm. Yeah.
And all it looked like was a really scary plastic cap.
Cap.
And I didn't know if you could shed some light on the situation.
It's just a little...
Because I'm sure Adam's had some, you know, experience with this.
Plastic cap.
I think they're just basically a little... spikes off the sides of a condom or a dildo.
It looks really freaky. I don't know.
What do you mean a plastic cap?
I can't... It was like... Well, they were talking about studded condoms and,
it's a studded
condom.
Ripped
for her pleasure and all that. Yeah. And then they were talking about a French tickler.
It's all the same thing.
And what'd the French tickler look like?
It wasn't like a condom. It kind of looked like a little, like, dolphin.
Look, how about like a hamburger?
No.
No.
No, a French tickler... Well, French tickler is almost a term that means more than one thing. It's mm-hmm. not necessarily...
Right.
It's just something for the ladies.
And the inside.
On the inside. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of like a ring that you'd put around your dork there mm-hmm. that had a little... It was made out of plastic, had little studs on it.
Yeah, it's just things that stick out from the...
But it's almost a generic term.
Yeah.
For something that's...
I think so.
A little something extra for the ladies.
There you go.
All right. We'll be back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Saw Drew on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show last Friday, if you're watching. I was co-hosting all week.
Whatever.
Had lunch with my dad on Friday.
I heard about that.
It was great. My dad's like, so you've been co-hosting a show during the week? Yeah. And so today's Friday. Is this your last day? It's my last day. So what do you guys do? You guys film that during the day, tape it during the day, and then shoot it, put it on the air later, like at like 2 o'clock during the day? I said, well, Dad, it's on my watch here. It's 2:15. We're sitting in a California Pizza Kitchen. I'm wearing sweatpants, so. Probably not going to shoot the show at 2. It's like, yeah. Like, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live, you know. It's live to the East Coast, so, you know. But I just reeled it down to me. He doesn't know what time the show comes on or anything. And then I said, Dad, have you seen the set? This is my way of seeing if he's seen the show yet since it's been on the air. And he goes, no, haven't seen that. Not seen the show. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you wonder why I'm angry.
Did you call him, though, when it first started? Did you call him up and let him know what was happening?
I talked to him for weeks and months leading up into, you know, I'm busy, I'm working on Jimmy's thing. We got the big thing after the Super Bowl. He's going on. He's taking Bill Maher's spot, blah, blah, blah. Yeah? Not seen the show, yeah? Gotta watch the show. And my grandmother, big Bill Maher fan now.
You know, you picked up where he left off, though, because if you were my dad, you've never, ever asked what I do come on this side. You've never come over here and seen where I do the sound effects or anything.
Yeah, I know how you do the sound effects.
You have no clue, B-132. I heard when I was gone, you're asking for B-16 and 9D-45. You have no idea what
First off, what you're doing isn't interesting. Number two,
how dare you?
Hey, listen. I know you got that stupid computer box. You push the numbers. Sound comes up. Watch.
They're letters, not numbers.
B-14.
Neg. No such thing. You get zero.
All right. Listen, Anderson. How dare you? How dare you try to channel my pain into your life? Elizabeth?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What time do you guys tape? About 2? It actually picks the time we're sitting. Yeah, listen. He wanted to come on this show on Friday at 7 o'clock once. I was like, listen, what are you, crazy old man? At least figure out when the show's on. Oh, my God. Elizabeth.
Yes.
22. What's up?
I have a question for Dr. Drew, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I just got my nipples pierced about 6 weeks ago. And I have a friend that keeps telling me that I'm not going to be able to breastfeed later in life. And I'm wondering if that's true.
Well, first of all, if that's true, it's too late, right? Because you already have the piercings done.
True.
All right. Number two, my understanding is that's not true, that people who have worked these shops and whatnot tell me that it might be a little more difficult, but not impossible at all. You have to take you have to take the rings and things out, but you can still go proceed.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Wait, well, good good times, though, baby, though, right?
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right, where are we here, Drew? Drew, did your dad watch you on Jimmy Kimmel Live?
Yes.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. It's fun. Nice you have to rub that in my face. John?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Okay, I've been dating this girl, and for, like, probably about 3 months. And I have very strict policy about any girl that cheats on me ever. I mean, they cheat on me, I'm done with the relationship.
Do you like, show them, issue them the policy in writing beforehand, just so they're clear?
Yeah, his attorney presents, well, either them or their attorney or whatever counsel.
Is there a policy and procedure manual for a relationship?
No.
I like when guys have strict policies when they're 17. So far, you're really, at 17, your policy should regard, like, beating off, like, I never use brawny paper towels to mop my belly down. I only use Kleenex with the aloe.
Rippled.
All right. So you have a policy, and what is that?
She violated the policy?
Well, she slept with the girl last night, and I knew she was bisexual.
I don't believe.
She also knows that she's in a
relationship. No, John, I don't believe you.
What?
No, I really don't believe you.
Lots of bogus calls tonight.
Yeah, you're just full of crap. Just go home.
If she cheated on you and you don't like that, and the relationship.
Listen, he's full of crap.
I know, but very simple. It's sort of gonna be, part of the reason he's full of crap, there's going to be no question there.
I know. Chase.
Yeah.
What's up? Your dad owns a Chevron station?
Yeah. In San Bernardino.
Well, San Bernardino is not the area that I'm talking about. But does he have evil foreigners manning the counter?
Yeah, he does. It sucks.
What about the bathroom?
It's pretty gay. I don't really like it. There's a lot of nasty people in there.
Are you allowed to use the bathroom?
I don't choose to.
Are you allowed? Could a motorist use the bathroom?
They don't really. They think it's too dirty because there's a lot of those people.
That's a non-answer. Right.
Listen.
Yes, you can. That's the answer.
What's going on tonight with the callers here?
Every single one.
Everyone's just a guy who's really baked or stupid or bogus or something. I blame you, Drew.
It must be your rants. You got them going tonight.
I got people fired up tonight?
Yeah.
All right. But listen, a guy who's incoherent calling from San Bernardino, not going to shed a whole lot of light on my Los Angeles bathroom gas station jag. Is it true?
I don't think so.
All right. You guys got that? Screeners? Eric?
Yeah.
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, my girlfriend, she wants to do stuff. Like, she wants, we've gotten up to the French kiss, you know.
Oh, nice. Back. Sweet.
But, I mean, she wants to do stuff.
Uh-huh. No, not all right.
Uh-huh.
She wants to move on to that, but she's just really scared. She doesn't know what to do.
But she wants to do it.
But she wants to.
Move on from the French kiss?
Yeah.
Where's she want to go?
Well, I don't know. She just wants to go to about, I don't know. She just said move on.
She said move on.
Yeah.
I think that maybe she's talking about
getting rid of you.
Hey,
move on.
I don't know.
So you guys kissing with your tongues? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, that's where we're standing right now.
Well, yeah, sticking there. You 7th grade, 8th grade?
8th grade.
8th grade?
Yeah.
All right. Well, how long have you been going out with her?
3 months.
Yeah, no need to move on. Just stay where you are. Just enjoy yourself.
Stay with the kiss and see how it goes. Give yourself a little time.
A little break in time. Relax.
Yeah, it's put any pressure. And, you know, something that you learn later in life, which I never knew about, like in junior high, is, you know, your girlfriend, you can hang out with her and stuff, too. Like, you don't have to just see how far you can get every time you're with her.
Ooh, have a relationship. What a thought.
What's that called?
Relationship. Novelty.
Yeah, write that down.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric. Yeah, she'd be your friend.
So you could actually talk to her.
Hold on. Slow down. Talk. Okay.
Dialogue.
I'm going to look that up. All right, Eric?
All right, thanks.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right, and I love your show.
Love you, buddy. Love you. Yeah.
Let's cut our losses here, Adam.
Shall we?
Yeah.
All right, we're just going to take a long break.
Yeah.
We'll be back. Loveline. Later. Oh, tomorrow, Trista's coming in here, right?
The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Tonight's sort of our farewell show, too, to Peter Cusick, and Anis wants to play his favorite drop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a favorite drop. All right. Well, this is, as we began the show, we spoke about a young man who was a friend of mine, a friend of Drew's, a friend of everyone here at Loveline, and he passed away tragically just a few days ago. 25 years age, far too young to go. So in his memory, we'll play his favorite drop. Really?
That was it?
He used to beg for it every time he came in.
Really?
Because they're not really sheep. These are humans. We've decided these are human people.
Really?
Making the sounds, and he thought it was the funniest thing he'd ever heard.
All right, well, as long as he's picturing actors making that noise, I guess that's fine. All right, Peter, we're going to miss you, and until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This is the Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.